This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Cameron, Jake, Peter, Sean, Cameron, Kelly, Jake.
Beautiful.
I'm just sitting here.
Cool.
What are you doing? My library.
You should read all these books. Got some fun facts for you here. The BBC is governed by... The BBC is governed by ideas that are wholly alien to the ordinary home. Brazen and frank in sex matters, the station's desire to exalt the British royal family and the British way of life. The station features semi-nudity, blue jokes and comedy shows, documentaries of the unmarried mother, and films screened include in detail the sex activities of animals. That is from a report of the Irish Television Committee to the government in 1956 on the accessibility of the BBC in Ireland. It's exciting stuff.
Can I have
some? What car is like a sausage?
Say what?
Wait, how do I add people?
An old bag.
Just send them the link.
But why didn't the ad thing come up in the corner?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, dear. Well, I can see it, so just dump the link wherever you want. I'll put it in the thing now, and you can copy it. In Britain, as in other countries, the subterfuge of the cinema club has allowed exhibitors to bypass state or industry-imposed film censorship regulations. However, commercial exhibitors in Ireland did not dare to defy the Department of Justice and introduce member-only cinemas, thus leaving it to art cinemas to show, in any sustained or acceptable way, any form of alternative or morally or artistically challenging films. As belies his reputation as a devout Catholic, it is to be expected that Richard Hayes cut allusions to Jesus Christ in reverent, exclamatory, or swearing contexts during his term as censor. 1 month after taking office, he ordered out the sacred name from a rather innocent children's film. This clearly fits within his predecessor's sensitivity to all representations of Christianity. The difficulty facing the censor was only to increase, given... other problematic or swear words entrance into common currency in Britain, especially during World War II, as the closer proximity of all classes led to the upward mobility of words previously anathema to the bourgeoisie. That's how I spend my Saturday nights. WBU. I said WBU.
Are you talking to me or Dara?
Talking to everybody.
I think Dara's dead. Yeah. Oh, yay, Sinead's coming. Lucien, you're gonna love her.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Michael.
Oh, who are these people?
These are my actual friends.
Yo.
Oh, guys!
I have my headphones.
Sinead, put your camera on.
I've never spoken to Sinead before.
Yeah, I think only Dara has.
Oh, this is going to be fascinating. Oh, guys, you missed me reading out all my RSR. It was so great. All about the censorship and the government and all of the swearing and church stuff.
Okay, left call. Does anyone else talk here?
Is this thing work? Hello?
I can only shut Michael up, so yeah.
Can you, like, hear me?
Can they said it doesn't work?
Well, poor Sinead.
It won't let me add her.
Can people hear me?
Oh, it's yeah. Live.
You're quiet, but wait, let me turn you up.
Where's my picture? Like, I can't see myself.
Yeah, I can't see you either. I'll turn you up, Owen, because you're super quiet. There you go.
Wait, sorry. Is it better or worse? Oh, no, wait, sorry.
Oh, it's better. I turned you up anyway.
Is my video there? I can't. Can you see my video?
Nope.
Oh, wait, maybe.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Michael. Can you Michael. See me?
I can Michael, see you. Loud and clear.
Good.
Oh, why isn't my video working?
I can see you bright and clear.
Me? Right.
Wait, no, Michael. Why no one can see you.
Yeah, why not?
You do an anthem. I'm going to be going in like 15 minutes.
No problem.
I like the lower third. It's very prof.
It's not really. I have a custom one that I used before, but I have lost it. Let me go make another one. I'm going to make a custom one now in like 3 minutes. No, the official Google one kind of sucks. I don't like the picture they have, but I'm going to make a better one now. Let's see. Design.
Who's here?
Google Effects. I've never used this before.
Oh, goddammit.
Google Effects. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Michael, go into Draw. You can put these stamps on your face. It's brilliant.
All right.
Oh, you're the cat.
Draw.
Hollywood class.
Actually kind of works pretty well.
It does, yeah. It's good at monitoring facial movements. Right? It's a good job.
Okay, everyone listen up, right?
Okay.
Toby, hello.
Okay, I'm having a bit of technical errors with my camera. It's there, but it's very kind of like pixelated, and it's like a white... It's like contemporary art, to be honest.
Okay.
It looks horrible.
Draw. Oh no, I deleted it.
Wait, who the hell are you?
Me.
Oh, Chloe, okay. No, I'm not you, Michael. Hi, Michael.
How's Greg? Wait, how do I use this thing? Wait. Draw thing.
Draw. Well, go into the text one so that this box should pop up and there's an option for text. Click on that and you can put words on your forehead and stuff. It's really cool and they move with you.
Alright.
Is Michael in the group chat?
Michael? He's Terrence Fletcher.
It's like a
if you ever see a picture of a screaming middle-aged bald man, that's Michael. Owen, we see you!
Yeah, I see me too, and I have to say, I just look so good today.
Oh my god, Shane Kelly is in the chat as well.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Shane!
Shane's always... Was chilling with the lunchtime squad.
You naked, Shane.
That's what I thought as well, yeah.
Oh no, he's got a shirt on.
Oh my god, Michael, that's a really good idea.
Wait, my custom lower third is just seconds from being ready. I'm so excited to share it with you guys.
I think I look the most professional. I'm in like proper 16:9 and everything.
Yeah, you are. Dara usually is in 16:9 as well. Actually, Dara has a very, very good camera going on there. But yeah, this one on mine is shit.
That's my phone's on 1%.
Do you have a plug of some sort?
Yeah, but it's kind of broken, so I have to hold it in a certain
way. Oh yeah, it's the same with mine. I have to hold it in an angle.
Oh, I stood in a plug yesterday. No, it was like 2 days ago, and it stuck up my foot, and now it's really sore.
Yeah, that is really awful. That happened to somebody else as well yesterday. Yeah.
That happens to me on a regular basis.
Hi, Shane. I want to hear more from Shane.
Yeah, he's like...
Yeah.
Is he muted?
I can only see the...
Tell us a story, Shane.
I can only see his, like, from his eyes up.
No, he's gone, right? What?
Hello?
Oh, he's
there. Guys, no. How do I add people?
Send them the link. It should work most of the time.
I sent it to Sinead, and she said it doesn't work.
Well, that's her problem. It works for everyone else.
Who's Sinead?
It's her friend.
My friend.
I've never
spoken. Dara and Killian and Callum and all that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've missed Sinead as well.
Wait, what? What happened?
It's her friend, Sinead.
Oh, was she added to the group?
She's been added to Hangouts a bunch of times, but not when I'm here. So they've had a bunch of Hangouts without any of us, so...
Okay, I'm going to send you the link again.
Okay, here comes my custom lower third. This is going to be so cool. Okay, lowerthird.png. Should put some butterflies on it or something. It's actually kind of plain. I could have put some cooler stuff on it, but anyway. Let's have a look. Come on.
Who's falling?
I should make Benji stickers my lower third.
What the hell is a lower third?
Owen, I have one question for you.
Yeah, there you go. Look, Owen. Owen, look Wait. At me. I've got Benji stickers as my lower third.
Oh, I like, but no, I'm doing them. Michael, what's your question?
Where do you get those headphones? They look so cool.
I got them 3 years ago for Christmas. I'll show you a picture of them now. They're not very good, but they fold up, and I love them.
They look terrible.
What's
skull candy, is it?
Here's my lower third right there. Oh, shit, it's too high. Oh, okay. Move the camera down.
You know, Michael, I think that's just jealousy talking, because as I can see, you are not wearing any headphones.
Oh, hang on. No, I can wear headphones.
Look at my cool headphones. Look at my cool headphones. There we go.
I'll even put them in.
I sort of borrowed them off somebody and never gave them back, but...
Michael, are those the headphones that only make white noise and a few other brown noises and things like that?
Yeah.
Nice.
These are the
This
shit.
Is my Starbucks Christmas mug.
Oh. They need to start filling Starbucks around here.
I drink out of this on a regular basis also.
There's one at NUIG. And they sell... There's one at NUIG, and in Dunn Stores, they sell frozen or refrigerated Starbucks.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was in the one at NUIG. It's really bad.
No, you're really bad.
Seeing it from outside.
Hey, dudes.
Javier just commented on my new header in the Facebook group, History, asking who Michael Collins is from his picture, so...
Is Kevin Spacey only there for the reason because Owen Rafferty mentioned him?
Yeah. And the Hulk is there because Mr. O'Leary mentioned the Hulk.
I'm going to quote him. Actual quote from Mr. O'Leary. And she ripped her shirt off.
I found an old episode of the podcast recently, which has, at one point, just out of context, has Michael in his sort of youthful, high-pitched voice saying, I'm not the Hulk. I'm Michael. It's really sad. You say it in such a sad, lamentful way, as if you've just been transformed into the Hulk by a witch, and you're desperately trying to reclaim your identity. I'm not the Hulk. I'm Michael.
What year was I in?
Well, that was 2012, so second.
Can't even remember myself back then.
Oh, I can.
And luckily, none of us can, because Talks About Tech episodes are not available.
Thank God.
Talks About
Tech. Maybe it was a good thing the server got taken down.
Maybe. But I'm going to bring all the memories back on our 200th episode, coming soon, where I'm going to play all the old favorites, and that's going to be a great time. Javier just responded again. He says, bracket, no idea. Is he there? Is he present in class, Owen? I feel like he normally is. So why didn't he know who Michael Collins is?
Because he chews his nails and plays with highlighters.
Yeah, that's what he does in every class.
Did Dara Clifford just join?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dara, how's crack?
It's good.
Montauk's about tech.com right now. I'm trying to find something funny to read out, but...
Oh, there's plenty of funny stuff.
Let's see.
Oh, God, what's happening to my keyboard? It's, like, all messed up.
I have a whole archive. Oh no, there's two Darrens.
I'm pressing down the space.
Yeah, I don't know where the second one's there.
Well, will we kick him out?
Yeah, give him a kick. I think that's from
another video.
Earlier.
Wait,
all
right,
he's gone.
Who are you planning on kicking out?
We just kicked out a second Dara who was there.
He's a cunt.
I have an episode, March 9th, 2014, Talks About Tech Weekly 94, Online Currencies Explained.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I want to listen to that. Play podcast. Let's play the episode.
But you can't do that because it doesn't...
Oh, my God, it says error.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Happening. Good.
I really didn't expect that. I expected it to work real well.
Oh, Lucy, I watched a really good episode of Community. It's one where Jeff throws the dice and creates six different timelines.
Oh, that is like the best episode of Community.
I'm on season
2,
episode 19.
And the episode where Annie's moving in with Abed and Troy. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Those few episodes at that point are so fantastic.
But the only part I liked really about it was when Pierce was kind of like painting the floor and he thought he was playing a piano on like a box of wood or something.
All right.
I thought that was really funny.
Uh-huh.
I was at Wack Cafe today eating sushi. Have you ever been there before?
That's one of Kean's favorite places. I've never been there,
it's
though.
It's great. The sushi is really good and probably the cheap. I mean, sushi is really expensive, but it's like the cheapest sushi.
Oh, yeah, look at this. Look, can everyone see that on my screen? Look.
I am the one who knocks, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's cool.
I have a big Breaking Bad poster up in my room, but it's upstairs.
I have a big portrait of the city of Boston right there. I was on the boat.
Is that a real ship, Dara?
The new SS Constitution.
I want to go with Dara's kind
of style here. Turn it off.
To episode 2 of the Jimmy and Luke show. Of course, you haven't heard episode 1.
Is that Lucy talking?
Coming a bit closer to the microphone.
Wait.
It isn't that, good.
Wait, pause it.
All right. Okay.
Is that you? Okay.
That's me.
Are you serious?
January 27th, 2012.
Wow.
Mother of God.
But Owen, you're on this episode too.
Yeah, I don't, like, I want to hear it.
You say...
But I'm not on it. I'm not on it, am I?
No, you're on, Michael's on episode 5 or 6, which...
Wait, I want to hear it. Lucy, back to it.
Do you want
to
hear the whole thing or just your part?
Just your my part.
Okay, well,
I hear after those.
I'm going to find your part, but it'll take me a minute.
This podcast probably won't be uploaded for about...
I love it.
Updating my black microphone muffler. Oh, is it different? No. Yeah, it doesn't really fit on this either. That's from another microphone.
I kind of feel like the audio quality is better back then.
It was. I was recording on my iPod Classic Voice Memos connector, which is this swag little digit thing. Wait,
I remember that.
Yeah, it was so cool.
There's also so much less background noise. I don't know why. Could we do the muffler?
Well, I've lost the actual connector, but I have the microphone here, which was this really cool thing. And I had a black microphone muffler on it at the time. And, no, I mean, it definitely had higher quality. The problem is that it was recording WAVs, which were between 150 and 300 MBs in size. And
remember you said before you bought them in the 2 euro shop?
This? True. No, I got this on Amazon for, like, probably $9.99 or something. Anyway, I want to find you in this episode.
All right. I'm going, lads. I'm going to see Kingsman.
You're going to see Kingsman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. I'm going to see it with my brother. So, adios.
Not with a lady.
No. I wouldn't go see Kingsman with a lady.
That would not be a very good thing to see with a lady.
Mm-mm. So, goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, Michael. All right, let's find Owen in this episode.
The only microphone that connects up to the messages, and you read out yours. Oh, these are all the new movies coming out today. Uh-oh. Also, The Descendants. Cousin, during the recording of our show. Okay. Why don't you tell him that we're recording the Jimmy and Luke show?
I will after, just write this. All I'm saying this because my cousin's got my number, so I'm writing.
Oh,
I want to scare him by saying I know who you are.
All right, here comes a special guest. Hey, you.
Owen.
Come here. We're recording our podcast. What's your favorite color?
Yellow.
All right. Thank you. Owen's favorite color is yellow.
There you go. That is Owen's first ever appearance on the JL show. Owen, you missed it. You there? Brother? Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just played your part and you missed it. All right. Are you there? No, he's gone. All right, well, when we have Owen on a kind of permanent connection, I'll play it again.
Okay, I'm having more technical difficulties, so you'll have to play it again. I want to hear it.
All right, I'll play it now. Here we go.
All right, here comes a special guest. Hey, you.
Owen.
Come here. Owen. Here. We're recording our podcast. What's your favorite color?
Yellow.
All right. Thank you. Owen's favorite color is yellow. That is.
Let's have some jokes.
That has been confirmed. Okay. What joke do I have? All right. White
and a black-haired person.
There you go.
Good. Where the hell is everyone else?
I don't know. Well, so Michael left. Chloe disappeared. Dara says he was kicked from the call. Don't know how that happened. Shane's joining us now.
Is my picture still there?
No, you're just a head now. You're blank.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
Shut up. You want this name in.
Oh, God damn it. I don't know why my camera keeps doing this.
Dag nabbit. Oh,
it's yo. Oh, no, I thought that was Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
I thought it was yo as well. That's so weird.
You have to say, oh my God.
That's so weird.
You're me again.
Shane, you look like yo. Owen's gone again. Oh, and yo. You must have kicked the wrong Daz. But when...
Okay, I have no idea why my picture isn't loading. It's actually being redeemed. Yeah. That's really frustrating. Shane, we all thought you were Johannes.
Yeah.
Ah, this is actually really frustrating. Why isn't it loading?
So it's time now for a fun quiz.
He's trying to show us something.
We're going to call it.
We can't see it. He was trying to show us something, but... Oh, it's actually been really frustrating.
I want to do a quiz. Quiz. Must be some quiz somewhere. All right, here is a quiz. I'm assuming that there are answers, otherwise we're kind of fucked, so let me just check that there are answers to this quiz. Yeah, okay. Here is the quiz. Question one in the quiz. There are people there to do my quiz. Oh, someone's watching Netflix. Shane is. For God's sake, you have to... Okay, here you go. So, the quiz. Get off the screen. Here is our quiz. Question one. It was a big week for Star Wars fans. The next film in the saga got a release date, and Disney announced a standalone movie called Rogue One. Who will star in it? Is it A, Shailene Woodley, B, Jennifer Lawrence, C, Felicity Jones, or D, Rosamund Pike? Submit your answers now.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
Two.
Well, what was number two?
I don't know. I was here for the question. I left.
I'll ask it again. Wait, I need to get the music. I need to get the tense music. Okay. It was a big week for Star Wars fans. The next film in the saga got a release date, and Disney announced a standalone movie called Rogue One. Who will star in it? Is it A, Shailene Woodley, B, Jennifer Lawrence, C, Felicity Jones, or D, Rosamund Pike? Submit your answers now. What's your answer? What's your answer? Darn. Next question. Sarah Michelle Gellar spoofed a Disney princess in Whitney Avalon's web series Princess Rap Battle. Which princess was she? Was it... Yeah, I don't care. I'm skipping that one. Kind of a stupid quiz. Darn message. Send me another link. Okay. Maybe we'll get to Jazz Cliffo back, otherwise it's probably dead.
I honestly can't tell if that's Shane or Johannes.
Well, I can. He's put his glasses on now, so it looks more like Shane.
Yeah, Johannes.
Mm.
Video still isn't working. Wait, remember the last time I left? It was because you kept playing those sounds.
Right, I need to put the sounds away. I'm addicted to playing them. I need to put them away, or I'll just play them again.
They're actually, like, really, really ridiculously annoying.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I just heard a vibration.
Shane's got something very interesting going on his camera.
Does he? What is it? Oh, I don't know.
Shane, show us your broken shower.
Well, that sounds like fun. All right.
I want to see his MC.
Hey, Sinead.
I doubt she's there. She's been in and out all the time. Yeah.
No, she's just a ghost.
Maybe she's like... Shane, you're really taking your time. Goodbye, Sinead. The only person we're missing here from the lunchtime squad is Michael.
Well, he was here a minute ago, so we had the full lunchtime squad.
And Larry.
Unless you're counting Larry.
Larry technically is lunchtime squad.
He is. And so is Johnny.
Johnny missed out on his chance to become a lunchtime squad member.
What about Siggins?
Siggins is not a lunchtime squad member.
But his name is on the ruler.
Is it?
Yeah, and so is his name.
No, well, they're going to be scratched out.
Okay.
The four founding fathers I've decided are me, or you, Michael, and I.
That doesn't make more sense.
And
tell us about
Shane and Larry.
Tell us about Benji Sticker's first review. I loved it.
Yes, I wrote it in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I
I couldn't even read the Wikipedia article.
Okay.
I watched half of the trailer. You see me reference the trailer.
Yeah.
It's not. I hope you haven't published it because.
No, I haven't.
Because I want to draw a picture of Shaun the Sheep, and I need to give it Benji Stickers. I said I gave it 4 out of 5 Benji Stickers.
And I put 4 stickers. Have you seen the?
No. But you drew them. I'm going to draw them.
Oh, that took me like 20 minutes to do that graphic.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
I know, I'm sorry. It took me ages to do.
Will you read out a segment of the review, please?
Okay, I will. Let me find Benji Sticker's review, Shaun the Sheep, the movie. I gave it a header. Aardman Stallworth's Shaun the Sheep hits the big screen, but what does a resident kid critic make of this hit animated adventure?
I like it. That's nice.
First of this movie did not make... I think it'd be funnier if Shane read this. Shane, do you want to read this?
Shane can't read because he's at home and he's afraid his parents think less of him for talking to him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you know, I would feel awesome. The same way. Anyway, first of this movie did not make...
Wait, look, there it is. There's the shower.
Wait, let me put that full screen. There we go. Wow. It's beautiful.
Wow. It's, where's Sabini? Is Sabini up there? Oh, the beanie's not there. This is anyway, go on.
All right. Stop presenting. Okay. The poster had not good spelling. It said, catch if you can.
No. Stop. What? Stop. No.
Don't bite.
Bold. No, I have 8%, 5% battery. That's not fair.
Yeah, you've had it for the last
Yeah, I don't care. Put it back. No. That's not fair. Put it down.
No,
I'm in a very important conference call. No.
With who?
With very important people.
Who? Tell me who.
My supervisors.
No, tell me who. And
no.
I'm
no.
Nope.
I have Boba Fett, yeah. Michael McAndrew.
Netflix.
See, look. No, no one's there anymore.
There?
God damn it, Colin.
Someone's there on.
Look.
Who's there?
Ah, oh, look, look, wait, look. Legitimate real
Who's that?
Look, real people.
Like a fire.
Yes, that's the guy who likes to light photos of himself. Look, James Head, you know.
Shade.
No, give me the charger.
Drive. Tell Shade he's stupid.
Okay, Lucy, continue the review.
What a nice young man. Okay. The poster had not good spelling. It says, catch if you can. IDC, if they want to have good movie, then should have good spelling. It takes away attention from what makes sense, IDC. Big mistake, if you asked me. Sean and the doggy go into... Got it. Sean and the doggy
wait,
got it.
Wait. I didn't realize that was the pun.
What?
I pretty much made a pun by accident.
All right. Sean and the doggy got into the town to find the guy who is the farmer of the E-land. IDC, they should have made it that Sean goes missing. Another thing... wait. Another thing that... is not good is that for nothing makes sense is that the farmer, land IDC, cannot remember... who he is. The movie has a not funny or cook plot twist. Turns out the farmer man is really a hairstylist. WDK. IDC, this movie probably took 2, maybe 1 week to movie. That's not even very long. Most movies would take 1 month. The only funny good bit was when the chickens are all on the bus. Two floors. And Shan didn't know, ha ha ha.
You can see that I actually contradict myself there.
IDC, the movie also used clay, which is lazy. Use real sheep. IDC, too many of the same scenes were in the trailer. Shows they did try, not original at all. I liked the part when the chicken cock-a-doodle-doos from the cone, the only funny bit, because that's not plausible, IDC. I love the idea that Benji Stickers would use the word plausible amongst all of his, you know, near illiterate ramblings. He'd say, plausible, you know, logical, plausible. I would not tell
you... No, the idea is that Benji looks up words in the dictionary and he kind of sees them. I used original there before, so, there is new words.
Okay. I would not tell you see this movie. It gets 4 out of 5 Benji stickers. The end.
I'm still going to give it 5 Benji stickers when I draw them.
All right. Well, then we can use the 5 for every review you ever do, I guess.
No. Some will get 1. Some will get 3 3/4.
I spent so long doing the graphic with the 4 stickers. I'm all annoyed now.
No, I'm going to draw the pictures.
All right. Well, this is... Well, no. It was your picture. I just copied the stickers and put them in a row. You know that, right?
Yeah, I want to draw them myself for every review.
This is a proper... I'm looking at my proper review of Kingsman now with 4.5 stars just to relieve myself of that. This is our new theme music that I just made about 30 minutes ago. I might use it, I might not. Here it is. Listen and tell me what you think.
This is a BuzzFeed Entertainment podcast. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Huey, Johnny, Tara, Killian, Emily, Jeff,
and special guests. Give it to our Jake, Peter, Sean, Carl, KJ.
please stop, 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 please stop it, Lucien, please stop it. I will leave the call, please.
It's so annoying.
That was terrible.
I got everyone's names in there though. Did you hear?
Yes,
I did. I named like Chloe, Jade, all these people like really, really fast.
No, I kind of like there was a bit where I could, like clutch my ear. It got really loud.
There's a horse. There's a horse. There's a horse. There's a horse at the end. I'll play you the horse. All right, it's done. Did you hear the horse?
No, I could hear kind of stuff going on in the background though, like all when right. They were down. Just probably not as loud.
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start running in the morning.
You didn't go this morning.
No, I couldn't. I had to go into town at like 9:30 or something for a thing, so I couldn't go that early. But I'm gonna go tomorrow morning. I'm going to try and go before 8:30, really early, to avoid the people who are going to Mass. So I'm going to try to get out 8 a.m. I have my health and fitness app set up with my weight and height. I have Twitter accounts.
Why did you do that as well?
I set up a Twitter account called Lou on the Run. Username is @Lou_run. That's Lou_run, where I'm going to be tweeting my progress every
day. Wait.
Including selfies from my runs. And
you're going to be taking selfies.
I'm going to take selfies during all my runs, and I'm going to have a Twitter account, Lou Run, which I've set up now. You can go follow me, and I'm going to be posting statuses on my thing. The profile picture I'm using is not actually a picture of me running, but it's a picture of a very attractive 52-year-old bald man running in Atlanta. And you know what? What better? So that's the picture I'm using, and I'm going to be going running tomorrow morning, and I'm going to run for a while, and I already have my route planned, and I need to choose some dope tunes to install on my iPod Shuffle.
Or you could just use Mix Radio.
No, it's boring.
Mix Radio is not boring. It's like the greatest.
I want to use my iPod Shuffle. So what tunes should I install on my iPod Shuffle?
Bastille.
No.
Two Door Cinema Club.
I have their first album upstairs, actually.
Yeah, they're really good.
I have a CD of it, but I haven't listened to any of the recent stuff. Well, anyway, I'm going to put my tunes on. Probably just be a lot of, Hans Zimmer.
Loud noises, like cars just crashing into each other.
Yeah. And just like, mad cows and donkeys running wild, that sort of thing. Anything else? Wayne wasn't in his spot today.
Serious? Yeah, I walked by town recently. That was during the week, though, and he wasn't there.
Yeah, I walked past today at about 3 o'clock, and I couldn't see him. Now, I only walked past on one side. Like, I was going into the CEX shop, so he might have been around the other side. But I think he usually sits on that side, and he wasn't there. I looked for him. So.
Yeah. Well, this isn't loading on my phone.
I met Pablo today twice. Yeah.
Serious? Where'd you meet him?
Once I was on the bus and I was driving past NUIG and he was going into NUIG probably for the Harry Potter festival that's on, and then I met him and Shona in Eason's later. But meh.
Did Pablo ask about me?
No.
What?
He didn't even ask about me. He just said hi, and I said hi, Pablo. The second time. First time, he didn't acknowledge me at all, so, yeah.
God damn it, Pablo.
Damn him. Bastard. Okay.
I don't think Pablo appreciates us enough.
No, he doesn't.
Being, we're moderately good people.
Yeah.
We're like nearly there, good people.
45%.
Ah, no, come on. We're at least 47% good people.
It's stretching it a bit. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I am going 46. To watch the Adam Sandler comedy drama The Cobbler, which was released today, in which Adam Sandler is a cobbler who can step into his customers' shoes and become them.
Oh, yeah.
I have it. I'm going to watch it right now, and I bet it's going to be shit, but...
I like the idea.
I do. Steve
Buscemi. Where they go with it?
Steve Buscemi's in.
It's probably... He probably meets, like, a prostitute that only does...
Yeah, like, there's like a lady, there's some sort of woman in it. Oh, there is a song in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt yesterday, and I'm going to try and find it and play it to you now. It's only about a minute long. It's a song called Pinot Noir. Here we go. This is Pinot Noir. Did that song on Glee.
Oh, they ruined it. They butchered it.
Glee.
Oh. No, don't. I will leave the call if you do that. Like, I'm not joking.
It's a perfectly fine version of the song. The song's shit anyway. Owen's an idiot. Thank you for tuning in to episode 181 of the JL Show. We'll be back soon with more pod for your buck. Tweet hashtag Jesus Lives. Follow us, JL Show Tweets, on Twitter. Go to Facebook.com and search for the JL Show. We're there. You can go to Instagram. We are at JL Show Grams. You can follow me on Twitter. I am Revolutionary. And follow Michael Talks About Tech One. Owen's Kate142. Shane is ShaneK909. You can find our other guests too. Thank you for watching. We'll be back soon. And